With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man who crashed his truck into a Detroit synagogue earlier in March and carried out an attack was inspired by Hezbollah and had sought to inflict as much damage as possible. FBI Special Agent in Charge Jennifer Runyon quotes from video sent by Ayman Ghazali to his sister.
This is the largest gathering of Israelis in the state of Michigan, in the United States. I have booby-trapped the car. I will forcibly enter and start shooting them. God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can. He sends a quick 3-second video with the same screenshot shortly after and types the message, a special operation.
He then smashed his truck loaded with fireworks and gasoline into the building and exchanged gunfire briefly with a guard at Temple Israel before he then took his own life. White House says negotiations with Tehran are on a positive note.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well. What is said publicly is, of course, much different than what's being communicated to us privately.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. In the meantime, Iran striking a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait and an oil refinery in Israel has come under attack as well. On the other side of the coin, the United States and Israel both launching a new wave of strikes on Iran. President Trump is threatening widespread destruction of Iran's energy sources as well as other vital infrastructure, potentially including desalination plants. The president leveled the threats Monday, saying the U.S. would strike if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the United States. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general and groups that support those candidates spending big bucks. Pro-life advocates trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after the out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has a message for young Americans today who are looking for employment. Don't be discouraged, even with the threat of artificial intelligence. Addressing Harvard University economic students, Powell says the Fed will keep a close eye on inflation amid oil price spikes.
Because you can have a series of these supply shocks, and that can lead, you know, the public generally, businesses, price setters, households, lead them to start expecting higher inflation over time. Why wouldn't they? At the end of a certain number of years, the inflation is now just higher, and that can happen. So you monitor that very, very carefully.
Authorities say a 15-year-old boy has shot and wounded a school teacher at a small-town high school near San Antonio, Texas. Law enforcement spokesman said the teacher was taken to a hospital, and the student then took his own life. More details, srnnews.com.